What's the situation with the Niagara Falls pools?
They'll all be open July 3rd. They open on that day. They'll be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from noon to 5. Right now we're getting our staffing, because our staffing relies in large measure on students. So as they clear through, we'll be able to open up the splash pads as well as the three pools. Now, we've done, over the course of the last couple of years, some remodeling with all of the pools, renovations and improvements. In fact, they're probably doing some improvements this week on the 91st Street pool to get that thing ready for that venue, ready for everyone. The largest pool, the pool at Hyde Park, we'll have it up and running for this season, but at the close of the season, which is Labor Day, we're probably going to have to take a much more serious look at a repair to make it last for the long haul.
The staffing issues have been a problem for a while now. How are you guys managing?
Everywhere, I think it's pretty safe to say, everywhere, communities all across Western New York struggle with lifeguards and park attendants, right? Thank goodness we have a pretty good crew of both park attendants and lifeguards, such that we will be able to, at least at this stage, attend to all of the venues in our system. So we're fortunate. We think we have, and we also think we have a pretty good crew, and some of the the part-time leadership that comes in, the seasonal leadership that comes in. So we think we'll be good.
Have you looked at to other counties and towns across Western New York to try to get help for staffing shortages that are going on in Niagara Falls?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we end up getting poached by other communities sometimes. It's competitive. You know, you're looking at summer work for young people. And part of the key is making sure that the dollars per hour are competitive, and whatever we can do to make it attractive for those seasonal workers that we're looking for. So we do keep our eye on things outside of our city, but in our region. And again, you know, we just want to make sure that we stay competitive so that we're an attractive opportunity for the young folks to come and work for us.
And having public pools is an important service in this
Absolutely. You know, if every family could afford their own pool, then you wouldn't need them, right? But that's not going to happen. And so for some young people, the public pools are all they're ever going to have. And to not open them or to not have them available just would be sort of a neglect of our obligation to the community.
What would be some plans for, like, next summer so this doesn't happen, where, like we had this past week where it was in the 90s this week for temperature, and to be able to open the pools probably around this time when, you know, kids are now getting out of school, so we're not having to open.
Part of it is the training of school, of the folks coming out of school. They have to have proper training in order for them to be certified. So, you know, we will go through our process because obviously it's a requirement. Not just a requirement that's local, it's a statewide requirement. In order for us to have these public pools, we have to meet certain requirements. Whether we're able to get that started sooner or later has a lot to do with the students that we look to. You know, we have to be sensitive to them as well. So that really is what drives our ability to open at a particular time or another.